More than three decades after his conviction for a murder he has always insisted he did not commit, a Boston man is free on bail this morning, and after having his conviction thrown out earlier this week. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman has this update on the case of Durrell Jones, who was featured in the WBUR investigative series Reasonable Doubts.
It was a moment nearly 32 years in the making.
Court rise, please.
After an hour of hearing from Durrell Jones's defense attorney and counter-arguments from the Plymouth County prosecutor, Superior Court Judge Robert Cosgrove announced his decision. He set Jones free.
The release on the original bail of $5,000.
Durrell Jones was released on $5,000 bail. It was the same amount set in 1985, when Jones was 18, arrested for killing a Brockton drug dealer, later tried, convicted, and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Jones had refused to cut a deal with the Plymouth DA, and he always maintained he did not commit the murder. During his trial, no motive was given, no physical evidence presented. None of the eyewitnesses could identify Jones in court. Three times Jones appealed, and three times he was denied a new trial. Then earlier this year, his defense team got a hearing based on new evidence that led to the bail hearing and Jones's release. Attorney Neil Austin of Foley Hoag worked on the case 3 years, pro bono.
I don't see much of an appeal from the Commonwealth, and I don't see a real opportunity to retry the case in any meaningful way, given the Judge McGuire's decision.
2 days earlier, Plymouth County Superior Court Judge Thomas McGuire ruled, after a series of evidentiary hearings, that Jones hadn't gotten a fair trial, that the all-white jury was tainted by racial bias. One juror testified that during deliberations, another juror said Jones was guilty because he was black. McGuire also ruled that the lead Brockton investigator in the murder case had lied in court about a crucial piece of evidence. It was a damning judicial decision that cast doubt on everything the detective said and did in the case. Damaged goods was the way the judge described the retired detective yesterday, but Plymouth County Assistant DA Richard Linehan insisted the detective would still make a credible witness and that the prosecution had a strong case, and Jones should stay in prison awaiting a new trial. It was a losing argument.
Disappointed, yes.
Okay, so you don't know if you're going to retry?
Too early to tell. We haven't had a chance to evaluate the state of the case.
First, I got to see what he wanted him. I was hoping he wanted lobster. That's just my hope.
Classy Howard is Durrell Jones's sister. She attended yesterday's hearing along with family members and friends sitting in the same courtroom where Jones was convicted 3 decades ago.
To know that Darryl started here in 1985, I was here then too. And this is where he ended. That's only God. It's only God. No man, God.
Durrell Jones came down the courthouse hallway, smiling, looking stunned, still wearing a pair of green prison pants, but free of handcuffs. He went into the clerk's office to sign his release papers. His bail paid by Reverend William Barry, the 87-year-old retired Jesuit priest, befriended Jones a dozen years ago. Jones calls him Dad. He'll live with Reverend Barry in a religious sanctuary west of Boston, calling in weekly to his probation officer.
This is the greatest. This is unbelievable. Unbelievable that we're out of here. He's out of there. He's out. He's free.
Bail paid, papers signed, Durrell Jones emerged from the Brockton courthouse, poised and passionate.
I stayed in prison a long time, not just the fact of something I didn't do, but it was hard to get people to hear you. So I'm trying to get everybody here to understand one point. There's somebody else back at that jail that nobody's listening to, that's probably innocent and been trying to fight like I've been trying to fight. And I'm just asking all the reporters and people that do this to sometimes give them a chance.
In prison, Jones was an outspoken activist for inmate rights, reform, and real-world rehabilitation services. Now outside, he promises the Massachusetts Department of Corrections, which spends $56,000 a year per inmate, that it hasn't heard the last of him.
Because they didn't give me none of that money. We get one bar of soap a week and one roll of toilet paper. How are you supposed to wash your hands and your body with that? Let's investigate that. That's what I'm going to be doing out here. That's first, the priority.
And on the shortest day of the year, Durrell Jones and the Reverend he calls Dad drove off. The first day in nearly 32 years as a man free to come and go as he pleases. A status hearing that might determine whether Jones is to stand trial again is set for Valentine's Day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.